Good afternoon and welcome along to this Community Elements show. And we normally broadcast this between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. of a Friday. Most of our programs are kind of regular programs are up in the air, but at the moment, and these will be brought back as soon as possible. I'm assured that British Telecom are working on it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, don't we need it? But in the meanwhile, we are broadcasting courtesy of mobile broadband and lots of grace. Anyway, with me is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Yeah, and tell you what, listeners, we have actually, Brian has been for the first time live on air, haven't you, Brian?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it came on because we were recording this on a Thursday and had a few issues with our computers as well. So we decided to do a live prayer program, praying about the station and all sorts of other things. And you know what, listeners? Prayer can do a heck of a lot.
Oh, amen.
In fact, the Bible says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But who is righteous except God, whom God has made righteous? And it's only by accepting God's righteousness can we ever stand up.
Very true.
Anyway, it's on to Brian's good news. A good crop of about 9 stories today, all from a certain newspaper.
The Evening Express, indeed.
None other. Well, I mind you, there are other...
occasionally.
Yes, occasionally. anyway, Brian's going to bring his good brand of good news and then a scripture towards the end of that. Brian.
A brother and sister have raised nearly £5,000 in memory of their mum. Kim Barron and George Littlejohn crossed the finish line side by side at 2 of the Northeast's biggest 10-kilometre races to raise cash for Friends of Anchor at the request of their mum, Anne Littlejohn. Mrs. Littlejohn learned firsthand about the support of the charity that it provides during her 7-year battle with bone cancer, which she lost in March. During her illness, she took part in the charity's hugely popular Courage on the Catwalk fashion show. Before she died, the 56-year-old from Cummiston made it clear to her children she wanted them to continue supporting the cause in her memory. The siblings signed up for the Run Balmoral and Baker Hughes and smashed their initial target of £250 by raising nearly £5,000. Mrs. Barron, 25, from Turriff, said, "One of Mum's last wishes for us as a family was to play our part in raising funds for Friends of Anchor. Not only did the charity support my mum during her treatment, they also gave her the most amazing experience of being a Courage on the Catwalk model in 2015. Neither of us are runners, so to run 2 10Ks was quite a challenge, but we wanted to give something back to Friends of Anchor." A Murray grandmother took a poorly lamb home after it was rejected by its mother, simply to offer the tiny animal a warm place to spend its final hours. But little Oreo defied expectations by surviving the night and has continued to thrive ever since. The lamb is now 5 weeks old and has become a beloved part of Karen Jocelyn Smith's family. The Elgin woman takes care of the cuddly creature like a pet. Oreo even has his own bright blue collar and responds when his name is called. He has proved especially popular with her grandchildren, 9-year-old Reese and 20-month-old Georgina. Miss Jocelyn Smith said, "Oreo was born a twin to a first-time mother who rejected both of the lambs. Sadly, that is common with sheep who have given birth for the first time, and his twin died shortly afterwards. Oreo was born on May 2nd, the same day that the Elgin granny was visiting Milton Brodie Croft with her daughter to see its little sheep. He was named after Oreo biscuits because his colours are similar to the snack." A cancer charity is urging people to snap up its last remaining places for the inaugural Great Aberdeen Run. Clan Cancer Support has few places left for the 10-kilometre and half marathon, Ruth McIntosh, funding coordinator, said, "We are delighted to be able to secure charity places at the first Great Aberdeen Run. To be part of such an important day for the city is really special, and lots of our supporters are already well into their training for the event. The first Great Aberdeen Run will take place on Sunday, August 27th. To secure a place, contact ruth.mcintosh@clanhouse.org or 01224 647 000. An Aberdeen hospital unit has become the first in the UK to receive a prestigious Platinum Level Award. The intensive care unit at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary received the ELSO Award for Excellence in Life Support Centres for its extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, ECMO, services. ECMO is used to treat conditions including swine flu and severe pneumonia. NHS Grampian Chief Executive Malcolm Wright said, "In the world of critical care medicine, the ELSO Excellence in Life Support Award is a truly remarkable achievement. The work the team do day in and day out is second to none and helps keep people alive who almost certainly wouldn't make it without ECMO treatment. We are extremely proud of each and every one of them and are privileged to have them working here in Grampian." A charity shop has helped raise more than £100,000 in the battle to beat cancer in just 1 year. The Cancer Research UK shop on Inverurie's Burnside Court opened its doors a year ago, and shoppers have helped raise £110,000 for the cause. Manager Anne Magarin said, "I can't thank the community enough for giving us such a welcome in our first year. Our supporters in and around Inverurie are so generous." Two charities have teamed up to launch an awareness campaign to encourage people in the North East to open up about their mental health. Voluntary Service Aberdeen, VSA, and Scottish Association for Mental Health, SAMUH, launched their campaign Open Up to encourage people across the region to talk, listen, and connect. New figures from SAMUH show that 98% of people in the North East think mental health is as important or more important than physical health, yet almost a fifth don't look after it. Minister for Mental Health Maureen Watt, SAMH Chief Executive Billy Watson and VSA Chief Executive Kenneth Simpson met to launch the campaign and to encourage people in the local area to open up. Mr. Watson said, "We're absolutely delighted to be working in partnership with VSA with this mental health awareness campaign. At SAMH, we know that talking is one of the first steps to better mental health, and this campaign is encouraging people in the North East to take action and start a conversation today." An Aberdeen dodgeball team is to represent Scotland in national championships. Granite City Gorillas are to take part at the UK Championships after their recent triumph at the Scottish Dodgeball Championships. Sport Aberdeen welcomed more than 70 players to compete in the event. The Granite City Gorillas ladies and men's team took home the winning title, with nearly 100 people watching the final. Both teams now qualify for the UK Championships on June 24th in Leicester. Sport Aberdeen Director for Sport and Active Lifestyles, Joe Bell, said, "Sport Aberdeen is thrilled to support alternative sports in the city, and it is so encouraging to see our local team triumph and now set to represent the country. Sport Aberdeen is committed to creating opportunities and inspiring more people to take part in physical activity regardless of age and ability." The son of a North East grandfather who died on a charity cycle challenge has vowed to finish the ride in his place. Jim Glennie, 64, from Stonehaven, was riding with 10 relatives and friends around Arran when the tragedy happened. Now his son Keith, who was not part of the original riding team, has said he will travel to the Scottish island to complete his dad's challenge. Retired Jim was almost finished the ride when he crashed headfirst into a verge near Brodick at around 4:55 p.m. on Saturday. He was taken to Arran Hospital in Lambalach, but was pronounced dead on arrival. Keith, 38, said, "I'm going to go to Arran next week and do the challenge for by myself. I would have been with them as a keen cyclist myself, but I was working overseas. I know the type of person my dad was, and he was really looking forward to it. He was speaking about it constantly for months, and I know the effect, I know the effort that he had put into his training. Knowing that he didn't finish plays on my mind, so I want to go there and finish the challenge for him. I was thinking about it a lot when I was travelling home after the news. Dad was very strong-willed, and I know if something like this had happened and I died, that he would have finished the challenge for me." A project to construct a world-class marine education centre has received a funding boost. Aberdeen Harbour Board is to contribute £20,000 of funding to Greyhope Bay to support the organisation's development. The Greyhope Bay project is aiming to create an ambitious marine science and heritage centre on the coast close to Torrey, which is one of the best places in the UK to see marine life. Funding was granted through the Aberdeen Harbour Board's Community Action Fund and will give £10,000 per year for the next 2 years. Colin Parker, Chief Executive of our Aberdeen Harbour Board, said the project could become a huge asset to the North East in attracting visitors. He said, "Building on our earlier support for this key project, our board strongly believe that further funding was appropriate. A marine education facility at this point would not only represent a great asset for the local community, city and region, it could also become an important visitor attraction for tourists, including cruise ship passengers from all over the world." RSPB Scotland's Dolphin Watch at the nearby Torrey Battery has been successful in attracting more than 15,000 visitors, with the proposals looking to emulate that project. Greyhope Bay has received a lot of support in the community and further afield. We have a scripture chosen for this week from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace."
Amen.
Amen to that.
Thank you for that, Brian. And I think it was that story, particularly about the son being determined to finish that challenge for his dad, that particularly caught my attention. And it reminds me of, I think it was a race where one runner collapsed, but I think it was in the Olympics where his dad jumped over. I think it was his dad who jumped over the barriers and actually went with his son and actually held his son and supported him to the finish. And he was able to do that. Such love as that father had for his son, for what his son was doing, and to actually have a son doing that in memory of his dad. And indeed those children, the siblings, actually doing the raising of money for the Anchor, Friends of Anchor, in memory of their mother. Again, it shows a tremendous amount of love, and it shows that people are caring and wanting to finish and wanting to vest in the visions of others. It would be lovely to think, I have to say, Brian, that someone, even someone, would take up the vision that God has given me and actually run with that and take the vision that God has given me. I know that each one of us is not going to be on the earth for that amount of time. And however much we can do in the time allotted, we just need to do with all our heart, no matter how far we get. At the end of the day, if we're doing what God wants, then that is the important thing. However far we get with it. I realize I may not see everything, but I'm going to make a start. Excellent. A lot of people are put off by the size of the job. So much they're put off by the size of the job, by the size of raising money for a particular thing. And yet there are other people who would just selflessly jump in, like the father who helped his son to the finish line, or the son now who's saying, right, Dad was passionate, Dad did this, and I felt so much that I wanted to do that for him. That is the important thing. It's about actually finishing the race, and indeed finishing it well. And if a son feels that way towards what his dad was doing, that's a great testimony.
It is, actually. What has come forward to me is the love it is shown. I love stories that speak of love. And it's with the son doing this for a day. You know, you mentioned about people starting off something and thinking, oh, there's too much for me. But there's always someone who is ready, praise God, to take over when it's necessary and continue the work. So when, I mean, we speak especially about the love of God. You know, someone else will be there when we go to continue to speak of God's love.
Yes, but we need to be ready to hand that over and not to be afraid.
Yes.
And not to be afraid and think this is our own little baby, because it is something that God has given us, true. But we need
and
to be
others.
Ready to be ready to hand that on as and when that comes.
Yes.
But in the meanwhile, don't hold back. And I think that is a good thing. That's another thing, Brian, I think, just to introduce into this conversation that we're having, is because I've been, I suppose, waiting on God to bring about certain things, it's all too easy to think I must mentally prepare. And as we're mentally preparing, we perhaps stop and not maybe do things perhaps less well than we might have done. And the God's challenge to us is not to hold back. Not to hold back. And these people are not holding back. They are going out there and they are doing. The temptation in any company, I think, is when things get you down, is to, I don't know whether I really want to be part of this anymore, and I'll just kind of do background stuff and I'll mess about and all this, whatever. But we should not be holding back. Rather, we should be putting extra effort in. That's not easy. Especially when we're demoralised, but it just takes one person to inspire another.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, people have inspired me, I know, and so I hope and pray that through the work that God does through me, it will inspire others.
Well, yes.
And he has put each one of us here for a purpose. So, surely, we shouldn't just be lying back and just resting. We should be getting forward and doing what he has prepared for us.
Doing it anyway and no matter. And it's God who gives us the strength, not ourselves. So I think the message to listeners is don't hold back. Live your life to the full and help others to do the same.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Right, okay, thank you very much for that. Are there any other news stories that you would like to bring forward as being of importance?
Well, the mental health one, actually, you know, encouraging people to speak about their troubles, and converse with others. And the people that you're speaking to quite often have a solution. It might not be a full solution, but it would be an encouragement for us and a help to raise our spirits.
Yeah. who knows, each and every person has a purpose in life, and even yes. though that purpose is just in a small way, yet if they play their part, that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Let each of us play our part.
Indeed.
That's what's coming through to me more and more. Anyway, Brian, thank you very much for coming on there and doing Brian's good news. It's a pleasure as always, and we'll make sure that Brian's good news is available as a podcast for you to listen to share. Do let people know about our podcast site, g4g.podbean.com, and let other people hear the podcast. Hopefully they can be encouraged by that. All these good news stories come, well, this week at least, from the Evening Express. And the scripture reading, which I'd like you to finish off with once again, Brian, is from Isaiah 9, verse 6, from the Modern English Version.
It's, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace."
Amen. Brian, once again, thanks very much, and we'll catch up with you another week.